The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Pax.
Yeah.
Dog is licking face.
Pet dog.
You pet dog. The cottony, it's looking at you, and it's looking at the little pup, and it's debating on just leaving.
Okay.
Are you gonna let it?
We'll check in on the cottony and make sure it's okay, but we'll probably let it go for now.
Alright, so you just kinda like turn your head a little bit to look at the cottony, and it's just like, bro, I'm trying to sleep and this thing won't leave me alone. I'm just gonna go over here and go to sleep, if that's cool with you. It doesn't actually say that, it just gives
that a energy. Lot of, like,
yeah, it gives off the vibes and, like, the facial expressions.
Yeah, go have a good rest, buddy. You deserve it.
And it just floats up a little bit and just flies off from an errant wind.
Hmm.
It looks like it was planning on that. However, dog in face, it lick mask. Mask not melt.
Yeah.
It's just never-ending ice cream for dog.
We'll just be like, you know, I got a lot of other puppies around here that you could play with if you come with me.
And it's not even paying attention to your words. It's just never-ending ice cream. I want. Gotta get to the center. It's bound to be a different flavor if I keep licking.
Well, you know what? How about we take out one of our balls and we play a game of fetch?
You take so out... We... Are you taking out a Pokeball or, like, the bouncy ball that you got from, as a reward from one of the Goldenrod missions?
Oh, I completely forgot that was a thing.
Yeah, you have... It's technically a Poke toy, but it's just this red, like, squeaky ball.
You know what? How about... We'll have a little play session. We'll let out the dogs, and then we'll all play fetch with the squeaky ball.
Okay, you're letting out all of the dogs that are currently in your party, which at the moment are what? I know Sadie, I assume?
Is Sadie, debatably Ellie?
Are they both currently in your party?
Oh, let's see. Yeah, they are.
Like, okay. Because whatever you went into the Safari Zone with is more or less your party.
Yeah. And there's...
However, whatever you wind up catching, in the meantime, you'll be able to switch out with one of the Pokemon in your party. Because of all the troubles with, you know, Cyanwood just going booms and stuff, it's going to be difficult for you guys to switch out your Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess except for Polly, but I guess Polly might be doing the whole solidarity thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Polly's got her trainer stuff registered with another professor.
Yeah.
But yeah, Sadie, Ellie, I think you had Utsine, the Vulpix?
Yeah, the little fox. Which is like a cat dog.
Yeah. And I think that might have been it.
Yeah, we'll let those three out.
Alright, so you let those three out. Catree, Paxton lets out three Pokemon, against a Lillipup.
Okay.
With no context.
Can I realize they're all dogs and like send out my dog to join them?
Yes, but I'm saying that mostly because those three coming out right now, the Apom's looking a little uneasy because you're all very close together. The Apom seeing like this complete overkill is just like it's just full on Tina Belchering right now.
Gotcha. Hey, bestie Apom. I know that's probably making you a little nervous. That's cool, I get it. But I know Paxton, you know, that's my buddy over there, and I know he's definitely not gonna use all those Pokemon to fight that Lillipup, because that would be a little fucked up. And hey, we're good. If you're like, you know, we're all good to our Pokemon, and we're good to other Pokemon, you know, we're good people.
Roll charm.
Do you want another cookie?
Roll charm, add a d6 because you're adding in the cookie.
Yes! Alright, dice. Where's my charm? Alright, 3d6, based.
So it's 4d6 this time.
22. I got 3 sixes and a 4.
They upon finds your proposition acceptable.
Yeah.
It stops Tina Belchering, and it's just like, I guess they're just playing.
Yeah, okay, now all of those are dogs, so I'm gonna send out my dog, and don't worry, I'm not gonna fight you, okay, bestie? And with that, I'm gonna send out Indigo, and right. I'll just point Indigo in the direction of the other dogs and be like, hey, if you wanna go play, you can go play.
Indigo just bounds towards the other dogs, and the earth just shakes a little bit every time. Because gigantic Arcanine.
Yeah, big dog.
Going against, like, waist-high friggin' Houndoom, Glaceon, and, like, the Lillipup and the Vulpix are about the same height, but the Vulpix, it's floating, like, a foot off the ground. So, yeah, they're all just gonna play for a while, and because of this, the DC to catch the Lillipup will be significantly low, or higher. Like, you'll have to roll below, like, a very high number to catch it, because it's just gonna be like, this is fun! I'm having so much fun right now. Okay, cool.
Alright.
But Polly,
yeah.
Face full of wool, you got a Zigzagoon. The Wooloo is still asleep.
Well, we're gonna try this again, and hopefully not get a face full of wool this time.
Alright, roll another D100. You know what to roll lower then. For the most part.
For the most part. 42.
Alright, that's better. Not much better.
Like,
but better.
I think it's like exactly 10 better.
Yeah. So you tap the Wooloo's face question mark.
I just shove it in the wool.
You shove it in the wool, and everything just kind of like it looks like it's just imploding on itself into the Pokeball, and the ball shakes once, twice, a third time. And it clicks, and a little bit of wool just pops out from the seam of the Pokeball.
Awesome.
It really needs a haircut.
I don't think I'm going to give it one. I think it'd just be funny to have like, an ever-growing ball of wool.
So, with that, you have the option to send out one of the Pokemon currently in your party to keep one of these, or you can just send them to the professor. The Pokeball will still be in your possession, but the data within it will be with your research associate, Professor Cedar.
You know, I'll send Wulu back, but Zigzagoon's staying.
Oh, you want that pickup, though. All right, who's getting sent back in place of Zigzagoon? Oh, wait, no. You had everyone except for Kana outside.
Oh, yeah, no, I boxed everything except for Swablu.
So, yeah, I guess they both can stay in your party unless you wanted to have one of your Safari Zone captures go back.
I can both just chill in the party.
Okay. So we'll say that, it's Swablu, Wulu, and Zigzagoon, and then, three of your Safari Zone captures from your choice.
Yeah.
That are your current party. Yeah. So that happened. You now have thick with 17 C's Wulu and Zigzagoon.
17 C's. Okay.
And Pax and Dog Park. Woof.
Dog Park.
So with the fact that there's five dogs just running around playing with, basically a baseball. they're all just, chasing it. Whoever catches it brings it back to you. But because of the fact that there's all this ruckus, it's gonna be harder to find Pokemon further on down this route. Although, let's see. I'm gonna roll another d20. Yeah, no. I'm just rolling a d20 every now and then to see if you guys have the chance to find a Mareep.
Oh, I love Mareep.
But yeah, so you're just playing with them. And then we'll go back to Katri. You're just still so what you doing with the
Yeah, I'm just having a nice little, we're just vibing, eating cookies together.
Yeah, as you start to stand up, the Aipom just skitters up your leg and just climbs onto your shoulder. This seems to happen with a lot of Pokemon. It just it slaps the back of your head with its tail, but it's not in a hard, aggressive way. It's just hell yeah, it was trying to go for your shoulder.
Yeah, okay. I'll pull out a Pokeball, and just hold it in front of him.
It picks up the Pokeball with its tail, and then it grabs one of the apricorns that it was holding, and it just starts juggling them. I'm gonna roll a d6 to determine how many rotations it is before the Pokeball just taps it. The Pokeball makes two rotations in the juggle circle before the button hits the Aipom's paw. Roll a d100.
Hold on, where's the dice app? Why do I always have so much trouble finding this fucking app? I never move it.
I don't know.
Here we go. Okay. 34.
34? Alright, so the Aipom, while juggling the Pokeball, gets juggled by the Pokeball, and it shakes once on your shoulder. Twice. A third time. And it clicks.
Alright, I'm gonna immediately let it, well, yeah, I can send back a Pokemon for this. I'm gonna send, I'm not gonna send my Onix back. I'm gonna send, it hurts my heart, but I'm gonna send George back and, bring this little man with me.
Alright, so, George goes back to, the data for George goes back to Professor Hickory's briefcase.
Okay, and I'll let Bestie the Aipom out.
Are you naming it Bestie?
I'm naming him Bestie, absolutely.
Hell yeah. So Bestie's gonna have a jolly nature, just so you know.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah, now that you all have caught your Pokemans, you can continue down the route with each of you kind of like playing fetch with these dogs. Which Pokemon did you name dog? Polly.
What did I name dog? That's a good question. Oh, that's Tepig. Tepig's named dog. That's a all weird looking dog.
Are you letting Tepig out?
I don't have Tepig with me.
Okay.
I guess. I was like, wait.
If you have any of your dogs out or with you, you can let them out to continue playing fetch, or you can just play fetch with Paxson and Catry's dogs, and also dog that is there.
The closest thing I got to dog is like Swole dinosaur. On me.
Oh, right, you have a Tyrant.
I can rock that with me.
You have a Tyrant.
I kept Tyrant with me.
Tyrant is basically a dog in lizard form. You can have Tyrant out chasing after the ball, too. I'm okay with that.
Like that.
It's human-sized. It's human-sized. It's just gonna be like... if you thought that that indigo shaking the ground because of its weight was something, the Chompster, your Tyrant, is more or less causing earthquakes without having the move Earthquake.
Oh my god.
Like, you definitely won't have any more... Actually, no, let's see. No, you won't have any more encounters for a while. But you continue going down the route with dogs in tow. No trainers.
They gave Dewpider friend guard.
Wait, Dewpider has friend guard.
But you make it further down. None of the trainers want to really want to mess with you because of the fact that you're just like casually playing fetch with a bunch of terrifying creatures and a Vulpix and a Lillipup.
Indigo is not terrifying. I want to beat these guys up.
Yeah, how dare they call my Tyrant terrifying?
As you're like confronting them, Indigo just looms behind you and Tyrant looms behind Polly. Tyrant looms behind Polly because Tyrant is the size of a human. And they're just like, no, I'm good. I'm good. We'll just say you won. Here's like 20 Poké. That's all I have. It's like 5 different trainers that wind up doing that. You're just intimidating them into forfeiting the fight before it even starts because all they have right now are like Pick-a-Peck and like Rattata. One of them does have a Marie, but they're like, no, that thing's causing earthquakes. I'm good. So yeah, each of you in this situation, I guess, get like 100 Poké just from sheer intimidating children.
Oh, that's messed up. I'll take it.
And it takes about like a day, but you make it to the entrance of Union Cave, and who wants to roll perception?
Do any of us have better perception than 2d6?
No.
Paxson does.
Well, Paxson does. I have a 3d6.
Alright, Paxson, it's all you, Bestie.
Let's do it.
It's Paxson.
Paxson, you're gonna get an additional d6 because of all the dogs. They all have track.
Yeah. 15.
15? Paxson, you see a yellow sheep with a blue ball tail.
Yeah!
I rolled the 20 that I needed for another sheep.
The dogs herded me to the sheep.
And this little Mareep, tell me what's different about this Mareep. Does it have, like, spots?
Yeah, maybe it's got, like, some wispy flamed
elements. What about a steel electric type, and all of its wool is steel wool instead?
Steel wool Mareep? I mean, that's up to you. If you want it to just be a pure steel type, too, that's fine. Because I know you got a lot of electric types.
I also have a couple of steel.
Yeah, it doesn't have to have its base typing.
Yeah. And what if it's just a pure fire?
It's up to you.
Yeah, we'll have a fire sheep.
So, this Mareep, instead of yellow, it's just completely just like fire orange red with its tail, instead of the little blue ball, it's like charcoal. Oh my. Black. So it's a black and red. It's very edgy looking. but it's still got the blue face.
Okay.
And it just looks at you and then at all the dogs and it just goes meh.
Meh.
Meh. Meh, Reap. And the little pup runs up to it and just tries to bounce it up on its nose.
Oh, hi, one.
if you're gonna try and catch these Pokemon, now's the time.
We're doing it. We're throwing the balls.
Alright. For the Lillipup, since it was pretty darn close to you, you can just pretend that you're playing fetch with it with a Pokeball and it'll just go in.
Yeah.
The Mareep, you're actually gonna have to roll an accuracy check. So that'd be a
d20. We've got a 15.
Alright. So the Mareep goes straight into the Pokeball. Roll two D100s. One for the Lillipup, one for the Mareep.
We've got a 34 and a 57.
34 and a 57. Which one has which?
Hmm. 57 for the Lillipup, 34 for the Mareep.
Smart. You remembered what I was saying. So, the ball, both the balls just kind of like roll back to you, still shaking. You notice that they shook once, twice, and once they get to your feet, they're at their third shake and they click. And then Indigo just grabs one of the Pokeballs with its mouth and just starts running. And Sadie grabs the other one and just starts running. They think they're still playing fetch.
Oh, you guys, come back!
Oh, no.
And they run into Union Cave.
Oh.
But you do now have a Fire-type Mareep and a Lillipup.
Yeah.
So there's that. And Katri has Electric Normal Aipom. You have the Helioptile Aipom.
My beloved. I love Aipom so much.
I figured you would get a kick out of that one. But yeah.
I love Aipom.
It's one of my favorite Gen 2 Pokemon, next to the good old Beetle.
I love Aipom so much.
As you follow Sadie and Indigo into the Union Cave. Unless you wanted to stop in the Pokemon Center and, like, rest, you can always just return the Pokemon. Although, I think it'd be funnier if they were just like, no, these are mine now. But, yeah, there is a Pokemon Center nearby, because I remembered, like, 5 seconds ago that there is a Pokemon Center before you go into Union Cave. So, that's up to you. Did you want to return the two dogs that took the pokeballs?
Yeah, I'd like to get them back over here.
I'm gonna hop on Indigo and ride the dog. I'm tired of walking.
You're gonna hop on Indigo and ride the dog that is currently running off with one of Mars's Paxson's pokeballs.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna roll a d6 to determine which of the two pokeballs it is. It's the Mareep. Which works because the ball is a little bit warm to the touch, so Indigo's unaffected by it. I mean, Sadie would have been too. But
I'm just Sadie tired of walking, besties.
Sadie comes back and just, like, kind of looks a little downtrodden. Because it thought it was playing, and you were just like, no way! But it drops the little pup's Pokeball, like, at your feet. It's got a little bit of slobber on it, but it's fine. and, Catri rides Indigo the 5 feet to the Pokemon Center, I guess.
Yeah. I'm tired, okay?
And then you go through the doors into the Pokemon Center, still riding Indigo.
I'll return Indigo since we're going inside.
Oh, I was just gonna have, like, Indigo drop the Pokeball in the Nurse Joy's hands.
Oh, yeah, no, you know what? Yeah, let him do it.
Yeah, so Indigo just walks up to the nurse and just drops the Pokeball, and it just, like, looks very expectant. She's like, come on, throw it. And she just looks at it and she's like, this Pokemon is... It's not injured.
I think the dog just wants to play fetch, but you can give me the Pokeball, Nurse Joy.
Oh, one second. She takes a Poketoy, which is another one of the squeaky balls, but this one's going to be purple, and she just tosses it out the door.
Bye, Nurse Joy! My assumption is that Indigo immediately just sprinted out.
Indigo starts to run out, but runs into the glass pane of the door.
Oh no, Indigo!
And it just... Are you okay? It looks betrayed.
Are you okay, baby?
It looks dog sad.
Oh.
It's just looking at you like...
Joy keeps getting her clients.
I'm gonna give him some, like, scritches behind the ear.
And he, like, rubs his face up against you and knocks you onto the ground before he starts to lick your face. And, yeah, so Nurse Joy holds up the slightly warm-to-the-touch Pokeball and says, alright, so whose is this again? Please tell me it's one of yours and not some random trainer's. It's the Mareep's Pokeball.
Nurse Joy has your Pokemon. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yeah, we didn't steal Nurse Joy. It's my friend Paxson's.
Oh, that's okay. Mine. Wait, okay, so it's yours. Here you go. And she just drops this slobber-covered Pokeball into your hands.
We'll wipe the slobber off with some rubber.
Alright, so you now have... Well, all of you except for Catri have two new Pokemon. Catri has one. But you... We'll just say that you get whatever Pokemon need healing into the Pokemon Center. I'll say that Kanan might need some, and definitely the Zigzagoon does. And maybe some of the dogs too. Definitely Indigo, because glass door. It took emotional damage. But yeah, so you get your Pokemon all healed up. You get the option to rest here before it gets too dark, and you have to go into the even darker cave. And while you're there, you hear a couple of other trainers talking about how late at night sometimes you can hear singing from deep within the cave. Some say it's a ghost. Some say it's a Lapras. But one guy, just this weird-looking pirate-ass-looking dude with an eye patch, a great big scraggly beard, and a hook for a hand, just walks up and says, "Oh, no, no, no. It's none of those. It's actually a human. She just goes in there late at night and just starts singing." One of the other trainers just says, Then what's up with the hook hand and the eye patch?" And the guy's like, "Oh, that's a completely different story. I tried to feed a Sharpedo, and it's really hard to shave with one hand, so, you know." It's just some lady, I swear. If any of you want to roll intuition on that, you can.
Because my mind is that it's a Lapras. Not gonna sneak a fast one by me.
You're not gonna pull the Wooloo over your eyes. Ha ha ha.
All right, D6s. That is a 7.
Out of how many D6?
Dose.
2? Hard to tell if he's telling the truth. I mean, like, he looks like he would be talking kind of like Paxson's dad, but he's just, like, talking like some weird posh dude. He might be coming from Violet City, or Violent City.
And just wants
to convince people that Pokemon just don't exist anymore. Or he might just be a completely insane person. Who knows? Or he could be telling the truth. It could just be some lady. Who's to say? Might want to investigate it, though.
And there's totally a Lapras in that cave. I'm going for it.
So the rest of the night goes by, and we can say that it's the next morning, did you guys want to do anything throughout the night? The Apom was holding, it was holding. It's got drugs.
Alright, what kind of drugs?
Crushed up apricorn. No, it's got... It's actually holding a couple of different apricorns that it was juggling. One of them is red, then a white one. And there's also a pink.
Did you say apricorn. A white one?
Red, white, and pink.
Okay.
So fastball, level ball, and love ball.
Thank you. I forgot that I have a Women Love Me, Basculin Fear Me hat.
Yeah, you do. Got it from the Feebas Pro Shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, was there anything that you wanted to do throughout the night?
I'm good. I don't know about the other two.
Make balls.
Alright, roll tech education.
Boop, boop, boop. Ten.
Whose apricorns are you using?
Let's see.
Are you using the three that the Apom were juggling?
What, are you gonna steal from me?
Or do you want to roll a retroactive perception to see if you found apricorn tree during that time where everyone else was mugging children through intimidation?
Yeah, we'll have some retroactive action.
Yeah, go on ahead and roll two perception checks then.
All right. 3d6, so roll it up. That's a 14 and a 10.
14 and a 10. First time you find six apricorns. Two blue, two black, two yellow. And the second time, you don't find any apricorns, but you do find a bunch of berries. Just a bunch of berry bushes. You get three citrus berries. Four lumberries. And one lepa berry. Which for lepa, I'll say that it lets you use... if you use the lepa berry, it'll... like if you have a twice per day or a daily move, it'll make it so that you can use it an additional time. Same with scenes. Like daily and scene moves, lepa berries will let you use it one additional time.
Ah.
So make note of that. You have three citrus, or did I say three or four? It was three citrus, three lum, and one lepa.
Okay.
But you also have those six apricorns, and we can say that you've used all of them, but you were only able to make five of the apricorn balls. You've made one heavy, two moon, and two lure balls.
All right.
So, yeah. And as the sun, as you eventually fall asleep, the three of you can hear some faint singing coming from Union Cave.
Oh, no, 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 no. Not faint singing.
And that's where we're gonna call it.
No! The nightmare!
For the listeners, thanks for, you know, listening. Yeah. The next session's probably gonna be wannabe solo session. I'm not sure yet. But... yeah. Hope y'all enjoyed it. Thanks to Mars, Steph, and Tyrus for being a part in this this session.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
thank you.
Yeah. And as usual, we're not affiliated with Game Freak, Pokemon Company, Nintendo, anything like that, despite what Steph says.
I'm telling you, I work at Nintendo.
You would have sent me the cease and desist already.
Listen, I've been trying to find your address.
You would have sent it a while ago.
What you think? I'm waiting for the merch.
Anyway, so... Yeah, stay reckless and see you in the next episode.
Hello, my name is Anaru, and I'm the host of Not a Scratch, the only podcast that believes Scratch is an overpowered move. Not a Scratch is a Pokemon TTRPG podcast using a system made by us. Set in the world of Pokemon and only Pokemon, it's kind of like the Mystery Dungeon games that you've seen or played before. And in fact, we actually have our two characters with us now. Ralph, any words of wisdom for our audience?
Like my mom always says, if at first you don't succeed, kick it harder!
Okay... Kyle, what's the next thing you want to do on your adventure?
Why can't we draw?
I suppose you can on the train. Well, if you want to know what they're up to, because they aren't telling, check us out wherever you listen to podcasts.